Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. We do trust today that we can be a blessing to you. We appreciate you. We're so glad that you're tuned our way this morning that we might worship together with something to believe in. Well, let's get our broadcast started with this beautiful song here. And this one says, "Oh, what a reason."
I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share in all that I do. But if I lose it all, and I'm left with nothing, if I have the load, I know I'll make it through. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. You may have tried a lot of things. Find real happiness. But if you've looked very long, then you know that it just can't be found. Until you find the Lord in the power of His Spirit, He'll be your reason to live, and you'll never be left alone. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, and oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, and oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It will only leave you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, and oh, what a reason.
Jesus came into the world to seek and to find that which was lost. We were lost without God. He gave us a reason for living, and I'm so glad for that today. And I'm glad for you. I appreciate you, and I wish you a happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And let's pray for the situation of our country, and let's just ask God this Christmas season to move amongst us and bless us as He always does. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this beautiful song here. Martha does this one right here. She does such a beautiful job on it. So we're just going to turn it over to her, let her do it here her way. And we're going to send this now to Bob and Evelyn Guy. They love this song, and they love to hear Martha sing it. So she's going to do it for you right now, Bob and Evelyn. We hope you're doing well. And all of you that are listening this morning, we appreciate you, new listeners, old listeners, and all alike. We talk to people every day that listens to the broadcast, and we certainly do appreciate you listening. Let's go right now and listen to this song. And this one says, Together in Heaven. Well, I do apologize for that song. I can't get it to play, so I'm going to go and do this song. Mary Howe loved this song, and many of you like it. And this one says, When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. The look of love was on His face, thorns were on His head, blood was on crimson red. Though His eyes was on the crowd that day, He looked ahead in time. When He was on the cross,
house, and every time Martha and I go by, we always miss her. She was a great friend of ours, and she loved that song. She loved the Lord, and she loved everybody. So we missed her, but she's a little bit of a blessing that passed our way, and we thank God for people like her. Let's go right back now, listen to this beautiful song, and I'll be back with today's message.
A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world.
is a wonderful place, but I'm not here to stay. I'm just a pilgrim passing through, but I'll keep traveling till the time that I make his home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before his throne. I'll join his children in a song. Sing about his amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'll trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'll trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world, for the world.
No, sir. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? There is a beautiful place to go, and we've got to enjoy this life. I'm ready for heaven, but I'm in no hurry to go. But I'm so glad that when I leave here, I have no problems with where I'm going. I've made my reservation. I've got my ticket, and God paid the price for me. So when I leave here, you don't have to worry about where I'm going. I'm going home to be with the Lord. Well, let's do one more song for you, and then I'll be back to bring today's message. This one says, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man that I used to be, and I'm not.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I tried to tell them. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flowed down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. I went back to the place where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I am.
And as the tears rose down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears rose down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, verse 5, 6, and 7, you will find the story of two men. One of those men were Enoch, and the other was Noah. And the Bible said that Enoch pleased the Lord. And then the Bible said that Noah moved with fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his family. In Psalms 37 and 23, the Bible said the steps of the good man or the good person are ordered by the Lord. When we died, what epitaph will be best described of our lives? What simple phrase would be best described? What others saw in you and I? There are two men in the Bible that I think probably have the best epitaph. One of them was Enoch. I don't know what Enoch did to please God other than just trust God. I believe that's why that the Bible said that Enoch pleased God. In verse 6, you will see that the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the writer must have been looking at the life of Enoch. And Enoch pleased God simply because he had faith in God. You know, faith is a great weapon. Faith is that thing that brings us to God. They that come to God must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder to those that will diligently seek him. So you see, our faith brings us to God. But believing in our faith is what really brings God alive in our life. So Enoch pleased God simply by having faith in God. And you know, the same epitaph could be in your life and my life. And then in Noah's life, the Bible said he moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his family. Now, Noah could have had the same outlook or the attitude about the flood and the ark that the other people had. When God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark for the saving of your family. No rain had ever fallen upon the earth. Only the earth was watered by the dew that fell from heaven. And Noah could have been in the same condition and situation that the people outside the ark of safety was. But Noah, according to the Bible, he believed God. He moved with fear. He had faith in God. He moved with fear, preparing an ark for he and his family. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 19, verse 17, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he is a brand new creation. Behold, all things have become new. In verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled the world unto himself. We must walk in agreement with God. The Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree together? The Bible said, if any two shall agree as touching any one thing. So we need to walk in agreement with God. We must agree with God. God is more intelligent. God is more all-wise, all-impotent. And God knows more about what's better for us than we know for ourselves. He knows the hairs of your head. He knows the Bible said according to the Bible. He knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. Yes, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. If we could ever realize that we must agree with God, we must not dispute the word of God. Noah moved with fear. Enoch believed God. His faith come alive. He heard it, he believed it, and he acted upon it. And you know, today, we need to do the same thing. I read the scripture to a lady one day in her own home out of her own Bible. And in her Bible, every verse was marked with either a T or a P. Well, not every verse, but several verses of the Bible that was marked with a T and a P. I paused for a moment and I said, Mother, why have you wrote T and P in front of a lot of the verses of the scripture? And she said, well, Brother Tommy, when you see the T, that means it's been tested. And when you see the P, that means that it's been proven. So you see, that is agreeing with God. A pastor knocks on a lady's door. He says to the lady, he says, do you attend in your family? Do you attend a church? She said, yes, we do. He said, what do they believe? She said, they believe the same thing I do. And then he said back to her, what do you believe? She said, oh, I believe the same thing that they believe. And he saw he wasn't getting anywhere, so he said to her again, then what do you both believe? Oh, we both believe in the same thing. Well, that may sound like a riddle, but it's true. We must all believe in God. They that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them who will diligently seek Him. I must live in agreement with God. I must live with Him in agreement with sin. I must see sin exactly as God sees it. It's deadly, it's dangerous. It will draw you in until it's finally empowered you, enslaved you, until it has destroyed your life. I must be in agreement with that. I must agree with God that the soul that sin, it will surely die. So that agreement with God is my decision. God only enlightens me. God only enlightens me about what sin is all about. Now now it's my decision of how I'm going to deal with a subject that is called sin. Anything that harms the body, harms the soul, destroys the mind, it's sin. Because you see, sin separates us from God. The Bible said, let us present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service. What God is saying, I do not only want to control the mind and the heart, I want to control the body. And when God controls the body, we will always keep even the body separated from sin so that we will not defile the temple. Because the Bible said we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We should have the same concern about the church as Jesus did. We should be in love with the church. Jesus used this illustration. He said we ought to love the church as we loved our wives and be willing even to give our lives for it. You see, because we love the church, God loves us, Jesus loves us, and then we sing the song to our little children.
When at the home with the family, all were there. But the family circle's been broken. It's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Will Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by in the land where the soul will never die. I wonder if the family circle will be together once again.
Well, if you'll forgive me, I'm going to break in on that song. I just feel led of the Lord to do this song for you right here. And I think it's a very fitting. This is not the best time of the year for a lot of folks. A lot of our loved ones are going on. So let's do this song, Look For Me.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg.
beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to do after you.
People here hearing our broadcast this morning who are making preparations to go there. We realize that all must die. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. And the way we live in this life is the way that we're going to face God. And we're so glad that we can have our sins can be forgiven. We can be prepared for that moment. Now, this is Christmas season, and a lot of sad folks in the country today. Our country is in perils. We're living in the hardships of time, and we pray that you will somehow or another manifest your love to them through the ministry of the radio or in the church, however how you want to do it. But anyhow, bless every heart, bless every mind, and we'll give you praise for it because we ask it in Christ's name we pray, and everybody said amen. Don't forget us now this Christmas. We definitely need your help to continue this broadcast. It's very important that we get your help. So that's our broadcast for today. We thank you, and we pray our richest blessings upon you, and have a great and wonderful holiday. May God bless you and yours. That is truly my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations.